Hi, my name is Troyan Belisario, and I play Spencer.
I'm Ryan Merriman, and I play Ian.
Welcome to the Pretty Little Liars podcast. And we are here to recap last night's episode, 120, Someone to Watch Over Me. Yeah, so in this episode, it starts off pretty intense. Spencer, I find out that my room is being searched.
Mm-hmm.
And you are of no help.
Well, I get to drink milk and look at you.
Now, how
creepily?
How often? Is that like an athlete thing? Like, do you in everyday life drink milk?
I mean, I think it's important to get your calcium always, but no.
Because I thought it was an odd time. I thought it was a really poorly timed milk glass.
It was a midday milk. I mean, who drinks midday milk? I don't know.
But it was definitely effective. Uh-huh. And as I become the big suspect, which you were,
yeah,
for a while, because I made you, because I told about your relationship with Allison, and then everything got flopped onto me. Now I'm the person of interest because they found out about our relationship.
I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know.
Huh?
Ask the writers.
I was going to ask you, but I guess you were busy knocking up my sister over there, creating more problems. It's pretty creepy. And, well, tell me, first of all, how do you feel about Melissa's baby belly? She really loves wearing it on
stage.
She
does.
Tori.
She does. And it's actually quite nicely, you know, proportionate to her frame.
Yeah, she's a very tiny girl. Little known secret about the baby belly. It's beautiful under a sweater. Mm-hmm. When you lift it up, it's kind of dirty. It looks like dirty skin.
It's a dirty belly.
It's a dirty belly. And she makes us touch it a lot.
She does. She does. I kind of get up like a every once in a while, I'll get up there like a punching bag, give her a couple.
Don't punch a baby.
Well, there's no baby. It's padding.
It's just dirty padding.
But it is. It's a good, like, you know, midsection.
Yeah.
Pad to get it's a couple a good,
yeah,
jabs
you get your
on.
Work it. You yeah. get your workout in during
every
lunch on.
That sounded.
It's awful. What else? What else happened? I mean, crazy stuff happens between you and I. I think you remind me that we're family and
mm-hmm.
I should stop suspecting
mm-hmm.
you. We have this running joke of in every scene there's at least one line that vaguely resembles
me saying, "Spence, you know we're family."
We're family, Spence.
We're family.
Spence.
You know we're family now.
Spence, we're family now.
I don't know if you knew this, but
Spence,
we are a family.
And I just do not want to accept that.
Yeah, yeah. I got the little scotch going and with the
oh, you
know,
the
candlelit
ice.
Night and give you a little advice.
So
you want to run away? Maybe you don't. I don't. You know, I don't blame you.
I know that was really because then I realized that would just make your life a whole lot
mm-hmm.
easier.
Because mm-hmm.
then I would look really guilty.
Yeah, but see, you know, Ian's a little older. He's trying to manipulate the situation. I think I like that everything he says has like five meanings.
Yeah, it's a pretty. But that's also what's crazy about it because it's like I feel like he really does get. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being played. I feel like he does get sincere at certain points about wanting to move past this and wanting to put it behind them. And maybe it's Spencer's like obstinance. Maybe it's because you won't
mm-hmm.
go with it that he finally is like, I'm gonna have to bulldog you into this.
See, everybody thinks Ian's a bad guy. He's a sweetheart.
He's a milk drinker.
Yeah,
but he's also a scotch drinker.
Mmm. Oh wow, that is a.
Oh.
He's
right,
also
but
a
it's
scotch
yeah.
Drinker.
He's got a light side and a dark side, and that's what I think that we're family now.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's the like, I will ruin you if you don't shut up about this.
Right. Well, I wonder what we would name the baby. I've always thought about that. What would the name?
I could come up with a few names, but I won't say them.
No.
No. No.
It'd be fun to get it started, though. Come up with a good name.
No, I won't do that.
Why not?
Because I have really bad names for that baby. I don't like that baby.
Okay. Okay. Naughty. Okay. I get it.
You could name it Ezekiel. There, it's a nice name.
I was thinking Jet.
Jet?
Yeah. Like a kid you'd want to hang out with. We're going to Jet's house.
You really think Melissa would go for that?
I'm dating Jet. Jet's throwing a party.
She's going to name it like Phineas.
Oh, yeah, she would.
Or like Ludwig.
Well, she would.
Ludwig Hastings.
We could name it Spencer and get really weird.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you could really just have conversations with your baby and go, Spencer, we're a family now. And it
yeah.
would be true. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you remember this storyline, but Arya sends Ella a text, like a sext, quote unquote, that's meant for Ezra. And her
mom
gets it.
Oh yes.
Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever sent like a romantic text message and it went to the wrong person?
No, I'm usually pretty sharp when it comes to sending.
You're laser direct with what you want to send.
Well, it's very important to send to the correct mm-hmm. the correct digits.
Absolutely.
But it happens, you know, if you're in a hurry, maybe she
yeah.
wanted to get to the mall, or
she wanted to get to the mall.
Maybe she was. No, I'm saying in the episode.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true. She is in a hurry.
Right.
It's a little bit insensitive. I felt the scene was a little bit insensitive on Arya's part, because I come in, I'm talking about how I'm being suspected by the police. I am a total wreck, and everybody's really jealous of Hannah's love life. And Emily and Arya get like really goo-goo eyed, and I come in and I'm like, guys, I might be being charged with murder. My life's a total mess.
P.S.
I'm living
I
with
sent
a killer.
The wrong text.
Yeah, no, but then Arya is like, oh, that's really bad. And then I'm like, you guys, I have to go home. My mom wants me to come home. And then Arya tries to fit in a sext in the mm-hmm. midst of all of that. And you know what? It goes wrong, and I am not that sad about
it. She deserves it.
She deserves it. Maybe she should have been there for Spencer a little bit more, and then she would have had her head
darn right
in the right place, wouldn't have sexted her mom.
I got your back. You think
we're
I don't?
Family.
We're family. What about, speaking of us, what about the kiss there? That's brought up again, isn't it?
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Ian never really references the kiss, and Spencer doesn't really reference the kiss, but it's kind of like, I don't know. Do you think he's always holding that over her, or is Spencer holding that over him?
I don't know. I think we both kind of want it to go away.
Yeah.
Both feel a little bad about it.
Totally. It was a brief summer moment. Do you think that you were aware?
Field hockey?
It was a
sensual sport.
Yes, it is. Do you think that you were, as Ian, aware that Allie knew about us?
Oh, wow. I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Yeah?
No.
Why are you trying to play so many girls?
Well, me? Ian. Ian, why was Ian trying to play so many girls? Well, maybe, you know, he's got a little, you know, he's got some layers to him.
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, we're about to find out. You guys, we can't tell you anything about it now, but mm-hmm. where Ian's character goes is very deeply layered. And what he was up to is epic in the town of Rosewood.
Interesting, some might say.
Yeah. You guys are definitely going to want to stay tuned and watch next episode, which is 121 called Monsters in the End. And that airs on Monday, March 14th, always at 8 p.m. Things are coming to a head. We have one more episode after this to close out the season. And so.
That's so sad.
Yeah. And things get pretty crazy. There's like a huge event that everything goes down at. I'm being so vague.
You are, yeah.
So vague. The place that I was trying to be all vague about is the Founders Festival. It was a really cool set. How much fun was that set?
Awesome. There's clowns and games. I actually wanted to, you know, the water game?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever
oh,
get
I played it.
You got a shot at that.
I got to play it.
Yeah, they didn't pull that out for me. Aww. But it's okay. Well, you're a pretty little liar. I'm just, you know.
Well, I had to do it for a photo shoot. It was either that or sit on like a ginormous pink teddy bear.
Okay.
And I was like, nah, give me a water.
Both those options sound amazing, though.
I know, to you. But we're family.
But we're family. But there's clowns involved, and I know it's a very common thing, but...
Are you afraid of clowns?
I'm not afraid. I just, they creep me
You're
out.
You're afraid.
You know what I really like is, like, really creepy clowns. Like...
What, you like them? Are you afraid
of
them?
Yeah, like, I like those clowns. I don't like the clowns with, like, the red nose and the hair and, like, you know, laughing and all that. I like the nut, like, the scary clowns.
Did you hear what Chris, the director...
Or the sad ones? The sad ones.
The sad clowns?
Or the tears.
The, like, French kind of, like...
Yeah, very, yeah, black and white kind of clown, yeah.
Did you hear what Chris, the director, did to Shay?
No.
Oh, man. Because there were these, like, really scary-looking clown figures.
Mm-hmm.
And he lined them outside of my window in my bedroom, Spencer's bedroom. And he drew the curtains. He didn't know that Shay was actually deathly afraid of clowns. And he called her in and he was like, Shay, it's so beautiful the way they've set up the lighting outside of Spencer's window. Look, because we were about to film a scene in there. And he drew back the curtains and in the window were these horrifying clowns, like the scariest clowns you've ever seen. And Shay, I was on the other side of the stage and I just heard this ear-splitting scream. Shay never screams at anything, like bugs.
Yeah,
she can handle anything. Super chill girl. Screamed and like dropped to her knees and almost started like rocking and crying.
Oh god.
I know.
Fetal position?
Except that Chris, our director, who's hilarious, just could not stop laughing. He like didn't feel bad about it at all. And that was
he's funny. He's actually I love that guy.
He's great. He's amazing. And whenever he brings his kid Noah to set, Noah gives me direction. Like, hey girl, don't go in that creepy house. I've told you once. That was one of the directions. Of course, Chris was like, you have to go back in the creepy house. And I was like, I can't, your son's gonna yell at me.
I love it when people bring kids on set and they meet me. Well, especially when they meet me, they're like, hi. I'm like, no, I'm Ryan.
They're afraid of you.
Yeah. They're always like, their hand is, you know, slowly extended and...
You should drink more milk.
They don't break eye contact. It's very like, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Just drink more. Yeah, so just walk around with a glass
of milk.
Just
walk around with a glass of milk.
Very unassuming. Very unassuming. The best thing about when Troy and I do a scene together mm-hmm. is we always tend to find a small space for a Dougie contest.
Yes. We are always featuring our Dougies.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's checking our Dougies in the gate, you know, the camera's frame. Our Dougies are in good shape.
Yeah.
And I think we keep each other real. When I'm like, something's out of place with your Dougie, you need to fix your Dougie.
You know, if the elbows get a little wild, you know, I bring it back.
Oh, and I also brought up in the last podcast buttons.
Oh my God. Buttons on my bows. I got buttons on my toes.
I got buttons on my nose.
Buttons on my clothes. Buttons. Buttons.
Buttons. Buttons. Buttons. This is what we do all day. Yeah. In between scenes where he's threatening my life or telling me to run away, it goes cut, and then we get right back to buttons on my bows, which are elbows, by the way.
Yeah.
Not bows. So you lift up your bows to the sky, and you put buttons on them.
Yes. Well, although we always tend to hate each other in our scenes, I do love Troy, and so we gotta break the ice. We gotta break the ice.
It's hard constantly hating.
You know what it
people.
Is? It's the accents too. We tend to never talk.
Oh yeah. Well, that's like the whole Hastings household.
Yeah.
Whenever we're together in a scene, it's just like who can
Irish and
who can keep going with the different accents.
English. She's very very good. Very good.
But it's hard actually when we do get it, because after we do a whole take in Irish and then they're like, okay, pictures up, we're gonna shoot this, and I usually have the first line walking in, and I always want to like.
Yeah.
Remember my own accent.
We're a family now, Spencer.
We're a family now, Spencer.
Did you know we're a family?
Did you know we're a family, Spencer? That's all we have to do.
Okay.
Well, definitely tune in to next week's episode, Monsters in the End. I'm Troyan Belisario, and I play Spencer Hastings.
I'm Ryan Merriman, and I play Ian.
Bye.
Take it easy.